Hi, my name is Zakiron, and welcome to my video and podcast, How to Vanquish Your Fears and Replace Them with Courage and Confidence. This is the third video in my Success Anchoring series, and this video is going to be in two videos. And in these videos, I focus on helping you take the emotional charge off of your past regrets, and help you get leverage on yourself to vanquish not only your fears, but also your addictions that are hindering you and blocking your success and happiness. And we then are going to anchor an empowered, fearless, confident, courageous state and anchor supportive affirmations to ensure your absolute happiness, empowerment, abundance, and success. So enjoy my video and podcast, How to Vanquish Your Fears and Replace Them with Courage and Confidence. Hi, my name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded entrepreneurs achieve a success mindset to propel your life and your business to unlimited heights of success to achieve the joy and freedom you desire. In my videos, articles, books, and podcasts, available on my website at zakiron.com, I reveal the master keys of success, business, money, leadership, and relationship, and the law of attraction so that you can create and attract to yourself the happiness, health, wealth, and abundance and freedom that you desire. All right, here we go. How to vanquish your fears and replace them with courage and confidence. Success anchoring number three. Now, the only reason you are afraid of anything is because you believe that whatever your fear is, it will cause you pain. But just because you're afraid of something does not mean it has to cause you pain or it actually will cause you pain. For instance, the classic fear of rejection. If someone you don't care about doesn't like you, you don't typically experience pain and suffering. If they reject you. But someone you do like and who you want them to like you, their rejection causes you pain. But it doesn't have to. It's all about your belief and how much you give other people the power to make you happy or to make you sad. So most fears are just beliefs, and beliefs are just thoughts you have affirmed over and over again to the degree that you now believe that to be true. So most people, fears have nothing to do with reality. They have just repeated the same thoughts and speech over and over again until they believe it to be true. A child who has no experience at all with snakes will not be afraid of snakes. But as soon as they are taught to be afraid and someone they love says snakes are dangerous, and they tell them a story about someone who was bitten and dying, etc., etc., now the person keeps saying to themselves over and over again, I'm afraid of snakes, I'm afraid of snakes. And then they eventually believe it, even if they have never even seen a live snake or had any experience with them whatsoever. And fears, which are just beliefs, attract more fears. Once a person gets the fear ball rolling, they tend to develop other fears by attracting similar fearful thoughts. So fearful type people tend to be afraid of a lot of things because they have entertained a whole list of fear-based thoughts. Now, some people say that some fears are useful, such as being afraid of being eaten by a tiger. I completely and utterly disagree. I do not believe that even that is a healthy fear. If you do not live in Africa and there is not a remote chance that you are going to encounter a tiger on the street in your town or the possibility that a tiger is lurking around the corner in your neighborhood as you take a walk, then being afraid of being eaten by a tiger is a ludicrous and unnecessary self-generated fear. I have no fears of being eaten by anything except maybe brain-eating zombies, because I have not created a belief that any animal at all is interested in eating me. Even being a scuba diver, I am not afraid of being eaten by sharks because I don't believe that they are going to eat me. I'm always going to be in the right place at the right time. Or in the case of, say, Africa, let's say I'm, even if I was on a safari, I would not be afraid of being eaten by a lion or a tiger, etc. Because I know that I would always be in the right place at the right time, and I am in tune with nature, etc., etc. And I would actually like to snuggle a tiger or a lion. Anyway, that does not mean I would go hiking in the African bush with a pork chop in my pocket, but I do not consider that fear that fearful. I consider that to be a healthy respect. But common sense and healthy respect is not fear. I do not believe that any form of fear is healthy in any way. Fear attracts things to be afraid of. If you are afraid of being mugged or raped or being stolen from, etc., if you entertain those kinds of fears long enough, you're going to attract them to you. That's how the law of attraction works. Or at least you'll attract similarly oriented experiences where you feel powerless and helpless and disrespected, etc. This is the key with attraction and why fears are unhealthy. Because fears are generally disempowering. They keep you from feeling your unlimited power to create whatever you want, which includes always being safe. Fear of rejection, for instance, only exists because your belief that your happiness lies in receiving love and favor from others, and that your self-worth is dependent upon favor from other people. Fear of certain animals keeps you from being open to the delicious joys of nature, because you can't be fearful and open at the same time. Being afraid of rejection in relationships keeps you from being open to receiving the delicious joys of relationships. Being afraid of wealth because you have been taught to believe that money and wealth and wealthy people are somehow wrong, sinful, unspiritual, or corrupt will cause you to be closed off from not just money abundance, but all forms of abundance in life. And closed off from actually meeting and associating with people that can offer you amazing opportunities that can increase your wealth. And amazing people that are rich and are wealthy, but that are really, really nice people and generous and can help you, support you, be good friends to you, etc., etc. For instance, a person who is judgmental and has an adversarial relationship with money and wealth will struggle financially because everyone desires at least to be comfortable in life, and their desires for money will conflict with the beliefs and values that they have been taught that money is somehow wrong, bad, sinful, etc. And so they will shy away from all opportunities that could increase their wealth and therefore their happiness, and they also will not educate themselves about business and wealth, which could help them achieve freedom, ease, and no longer have to struggle financially and be stressed out about money. So again, you can see how fears always disempower you. Always, 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 always. Another example is fear of illness. Health is our natural state. Vitality is our natural state. And all illnesses, I said all, 100% of all illnesses are attracted by everyone's thoughts, 100%. No disease can be imposed upon you. This is a universe and planet of attraction, not assertion. And if you only had thoughts of health and vitality, you would be healthy. But everything is about vibration. All experience and all creation is about vibration. And similar vibrations are attracted to similar vibrations. So someone may develop a disease, not because they were afraid of that disease or even afraid of illness in general, and like they were thinking about that disease, etc., but because they were thinking similar-oriented thoughts that matched the same vibration as the thoughts they were thinking. So they weren't necessarily thinking about illness, but the same vibration that they were feeling as they were thinking those thoughts are the same vibration as the vibration they're feeling when they have the illness. So I hope you got that. The key is the feeling. If the core of your fears are feeling helpless and powerless, then you will attract situations to match that vibration of feeling helpless and powerless. You might get a disease, you might get fired, you might get eaten by a tiger, you might get mugged, or your house might get burgled, etc., etc. Again, the point is, how does it feel? How does that experience feel? How are you feeling? Helpless, powerless, disrespected, inconvenienced, etc. Well, you better get over feeling helpless and powerless, and you better become courageous and powerful. Otherwise, you're going to continue to attract helpless and powerless situations. So how can you vanquish your fears and become courageous and confident? Well, first of all, if you had been taught how to be courageous and confident in the first place, you wouldn't be in this fearful situation lacking courage and lacking confidence. If you had been taught that you were an all-powerful master of creation who had the powerful power, the full power of the universe to create whatever you desire, and that your thoughts create your reality, then you wouldn't be in this disempowered, fearful state. But it doesn't matter, because even that unwanted contrast you created, and this and all unwanted contrast, can be a source of empowerment rather than disempowerment. Because knowing what you don't like and don't want gives you clarity about what you do want. So if you truly want to change and become an empowered master rather than a disempowered victim, then first of all, you've got to retrain your brain. You need to, every single day, start your day with an hour of power, as Tony Robbins calls it, or at the very least 30 minutes to thrive, and meditate and do affirmations and read and listen to success and law of attraction training. And you need to focus your creative energy and your mind upon creating things that you want. So, with this daily hour of power, you're setting the tone of your day. You're pre-paving your day by setting your vibration up in a positive direction. So that's your daily success ritual training, where you are training your brain for success every single day. And with the compound effect of doing that every day, of pre-paving your mind and your vibration to think in positive directions about what you want, your fears and old beliefs, which are the basis of your fears, will just fade away from lack of attention. In other words, if you keep energizing your fears by thinking about them and writing about them and blogging about them and talking about them and watching videos about them, then your fears are never, ever going to freaking go away, because a fear is just a belief that you keep thinking. So stop it. Instead, start thinking about wonderful, fun things instead. Okay, but you've got this monster on your tail that is always chasing you through the woods because you were taught that it was real and you should be afraid of it. And you've been thinking about that monster fear for decades. So what do you do? How can you vanquish this monster fear that you have thought about and believed your entire life? Or what addiction or sabotaging behavior do you have that you would like to vanquish and be free from? The key is getting leverage on yourself using the two motivating factors in your life, pain and pleasure. The only reason you have any disempowering fear or addiction in your life is pain and pleasure. You're afraid of experiencing pain, so you run from whatever could cause you pain, and you run towards something that gives you pleasure. In the case of addictions, you're looking for relief, something that at least gives you temporary relief from your pain. So people are either staying clear away from their fears so that there is no possibility of experiencing pain. And in the case of addictions, they use a substance or behavior to try to keep that emotional pain away. So everyone is running away from pain and running towards pleasure. But the problem with running from pain is you're focused upon pain. So your pain follows you. Your suffering follows you. So the solution to vanquishing your fears of experiencing pain and the solution to vanquishing the addictions you are using to try to keep away the pain and give you some relief, the solution is to use pain and pleasure as leverage in a more positive way so that you will focus more on pleasure and less or none at all on avoiding pain. And you get this leverage on yourself to direct your life in positive directions by using what Tony Robbins has dubbed the Dickens technique, where you act like the ghosts of the past, present, and future that showed Ebenezer Scrooge in The Christmas Carol, how his actions and decisions have formed his life, and how, if he did not change his ways, the immense pain and lack of pleasure he would experience. So, that's the end of video number one. If you're ready to go to the next level and finally vanquish your fears and replace them with courage and confidence, then I will see you on video number two. So thanks for watching this video, listening to this podcast. Please share it with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. Come visit me at zakhyron.com for lots of supportive goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality. Go get yourself a free copy of my book, video, and audio series, The Top 10 Secrets of Success, to easily and create your dreams and desires into your life at top10secrets.info. My name is Zakhyron, and I help success-minded entrepreneurs achieve a success mindset to propel your business and your life to unlimited heights of success to achieve the freedom you desire. Thanks again for watching this video. I'll see you on video number two. And until then, remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!